Acts, chapter 25. Then Festus, having come to the province, went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea 3 days later. And the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their accusations against Paul, and they appealed to him, asking a favor of him, that he would send for him to come to Jerusalem, because they had laid an ambush to kill him on the way. However, Festus answered that Paul was kept in confinement at Caesarea, and he himself was about to go there shortly. Let those, therefore, he said, who are in authority among you, go with me, and if there is anything wrong in the man, let them accuse him. And when he had stayed among them no more than 8 to 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and on the next day he sat in the judgment seat and commanded Paul to be led in. And when he had come in, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing against him many severe accusations which they couldn't prove. But Paul said in his defense, I have committed no sin, either against the law of the Jews, or against the temple, or against Caesar. But Festus, desiring to gain favor with the Jews, answered Paul and said, Are you willing to go to Jerusalem and be judged by me there concerning these things? But Paul said, I am standing before Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as you also know very well. If, then, I am a criminal and have done anything worthy of death, I don't refuse to die. But if there is truth in those things about which they accuse me, no one can hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar. Then Festus, after he had conferred with the council, answered, You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go. Now when some time had gone by, Agrippa, the king, and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and visited Festus. And when they had stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, There is a certain man who was left a prisoner by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, asking for a sentence against him. I told them that it is not the custom of the Romans to hand anyone over to death before the accused comes face to face with his accusers, and has had the opportunity to make his defense concerning the charges. Therefore, when they got here, I didn't put them off, but on the very next day sat on the judgment seat and commanded the men to be brought in. Yet, when the accusers stood up, they brought none of the accusations which I had imagined, but had certain disagreements with them about their own religion and about someone called Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul claims to be alive. And I, being perplexed about this matter, asked whether he would be willing to go to Jerusalem and be judged there about these questions. But when Paul appealed for his case to be reserved for the decision of the emperor Augustus, I ordered him to be kept here until I could send him to Caesar. And Agrippa said to Festus, I would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you will hear him. So on the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered into the auditorium together with the chief captains and principal men of the city, at Festus' command, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all those who are here present with us, you see this man, about whom all the multitude of the Jews kept bothering me about, at Jerusalem, and here, crying out that he shouldn't be permitted to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing worthy of death. Yet since he himself appealed to the emperor Augustus, I have decided to send him, of whom I have nothing definite to write to my sovereign. Therefore I have brought him here before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after this examination I may have something to write. For it seems unreasonable to me to send a prisoner without stating the charges against him. This is the end of Acts, chapter 25. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.